This is
Make It Kind.
M.I.P.
with Masamela Matfumo.
Mark Thompson.
Make It Kind.
Get woke.
New from Radiotopia presents Red for Revolution, an audio drama about Black love, queer romance, and liberation. Join Jasmine, an 18-year-old navigating her queer identity while learning about her grandmother's secret love affair. Through her discoveries, we're transported back to 1971 to witness two remarkable women embark on a romance that defies all conventions. Subscribe to Radiotopia Presents and listen to Red for Revolution wherever you get your podcasts.
Habari Gani, the sixth day and sixth principle of Kwanzaa is Kumba. We say, as we greet one another, Habari Gani, what's the news? And first and foremost, we say Habari Gani to the professor and chair of the Department of Africana Studies at California State University in Long Beach, chair of the organization US and the National Association of Kawaita Organizations. The executive director, he also is, of the African American Cultural Center and the Kawaita Institute of Pan-African Studies. He's also the co-chair of the Black Community Clergy and Labor Alliance and the author of numerous scholarly articles and books, including 1, Kawaita and Questions of Life and Struggle, 2, Ma'at, the Moral Ideal in Ancient Egypt, also Selections from the Husiyah, Sacred Wisdom of Ancient Egypt, Introduction to Black Studies, of course, is now in its fourth edition, and Odu'ifa, the Ethical Teachings. And he's the subject of the book by Dr. Malefi Asante entitled Maulana Karenga, an Intellectual Portrait. And our guest, who joins us every Kwanzaa here on Make a Plane, is currently writing a major work entitled The Liberation Ethics of Haji Malcolm X, Critical Consciousness, Moral Grounding, and Transformative Struggle. And of course, he is the creator and founder of the Pan-African cultural holiday Kwanzaa and the Nguza Saba, the seven principles, and author of the authoritative text entitled Kwanzaa, a celebration of family, community, and culture. We welcome once again for this sixth day. And we remind you now, the candle you light today is the candle on the far left, the red one, Kaumba, for creativity. We say Habari Gani once again today to Dr. Maulana Karenga. Habari Gani, Dr. Karenga.
Kaumba. Hopefully, Habari Gani, Reverend Masamela. Thanks again for this opportunity to come and share with you some beautiful thoughts on a beautiful holiday that reaches around the world to embrace it and give us a foundation on which to stand. One of the most beautiful things about what we teach about African people is everyone knows we are creative people, right? And the sixth principle is Kaumba, creativity. And the text tells us and calls on us, quote, to do always as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. This principle teaches a constant striving. Listen, a constant striving to make our community continuously better and more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. But also, and by extension, it speaks to our responsibility toward making the world better. And what I've done is introduced this concept in it from ancient Egyptian texts, the moral imperative, the moral obligation to practice surujta, the ancient Egyptian word, surujta. Suruj means to repair, renew. Ta means the world. So surujta means to constantly repair, renew, and remake the world, making it more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. And so that's how we are created. We do good for the world. Remember, I told you, whatever profession you're in, you ask yourself, how can I do the best for our world, right? And that means having an expansive conception of ourselves. That's why on the last day of Kwanzaa, called the Day of Meditation, or Siku ya Tamude, we ask people to sit down, right, and measure yourself in the mirror of the best of our culture and history and ask, where do we stand? And we do that by raising and answering three questions. First, who am I? Second, am I really who I am? Third, am I all I ought to be? Who am I in history? Who am I in history and culture? Who am I among the peoples of the world? So we're African people, right? That identity gives us a purpose. Our culture gives us identity, purpose, and direction at a very basic level. Tells us who we are, what we are to do, and then how we're to do it. And this says we're African. We're chosen to bring good into the world. We must always do as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and beneficial than we knew. Now, remember now, we're African people and we're world people. You know, in Swahili, we have two words for people. One, watu, human being. The second one, walimwengu, world being. So we're always talking, not only as Africans, but as world beings. Constantly concerned with the well-being of the world and all of it. Constantly concerned with doing good, leaving our community, which means not only our ethnic or peoplehood community, right? Our peoplehood community, African, but also our world community, the world itself and all that. Leaving it how? More beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. Adding something to people's lives, adding something to the world, leaving a beautiful trace so that people can remember you and honor you. It is a teaching of our ancestors that to do what is of value is forever. People called forth by their work do not die, for their name is raised and remembered because of it. And so we do good in the world, and it is our identity. It is our purpose. It is our direction we should go. And so we do good in the world. And the ancestors, as I said earlier this week, that we do good because in doing good, we're not only doing good for ourselves, we're not only doing it for others, we're also doing it for ourselves. In other words, the good we do in the world for others, we're also doing it for ourselves because we're building the good world we all want and deserve to live in. Also, the sacred text of our ancestors say, those who do good do it for themselves, but those who do evil do it to themselves. Again, those who do good do it for themselves, and those who do evil do it to themselves. And the Usia said, again, as I said, doing good is not difficult. Just speaking good is a monument for those who do it. For those who do good for others are also doing it for themselves. So we do these as relatives, and we are building the good world we all want and deserve to live in, and we're doing it together in the model of the harvest. We're planting it together. We're planting the seed together. We're cultivating it together. We're harvesting it together. We're sharing it and enjoying it together. And so Kuma teaches us, again, to do always all we can in the way we can, you know, to leave our community, our local, our national, our world community, and the world itself more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. And again, the ethical imperative is to practice Teru Serushta. And that is to be responsive to and responsible for African and human good and the well-being of the world and all in it. And to put this in context, it is about our relationships with each other and others, but also our relationship with the world. So it's a social responsibility and at the same time, an environmental responsibility. It's a Serushta, right? To repair, right? Renew and remake the world, making it more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited. And that means to raise up what is in ruins. Think about it in terms of our relationship with each other and the world. To raise up what is in ruins, to repair what is damaged, to rejoin what is severed or divided, to replenish what is depleted or diminished, to set right what is wrong, to strengthen what is weakened, and to make flourish that which is fragile and undeveloped. So this is a time, Kwanzaa reminds you, rebuild your relationships, repair your relationships, right? repair what is damaged. Raise up what is in ruins, repair what is damaged. Rejoin what is divided, right? Replenish what is depleted, right? Set right what is wrong. Come to terms, reconcile, right? Strengthen what is weakened. Raise up those that need help. Help those, reinforce them, reaffirm them in their beauty, in their goodness, in their sacredness, in their soulfulness. And then struggle and strive to make flourish that which is fragile and undeveloped. And that's why we go right back again to measure the moral quality of any society by how it treats its most vulnerable, the fragile and the undeveloped. Let them all flourish. Let us all flourish. Let the people flourish. Let the fields and forests flourish. Let the rivers and seas flourish. Let the air flourish. Let the world flourish and all in it. And we are part of it as a good and conscious and responsible relative.
Ashe, Kumba, creativity. Mamas and babas, sisters and brothers, to do always as much as we can in the way we can in order to leave our community more beautiful and more beneficial than we inherited. We have the ability to do that, all of us, and we must believe in that. We invite you, as always, to go to officialkwanzawebsite.org to find out more. Tomorrow is to celebrate the seventh day of Kwanzaa, Imani Faith. Don't miss it. Join us here on Make It Plain. Spread the word. And as the day goes by today, as you greet one another, say Habari Gani, what's the news, and uplift. And when people say, when you say Habari Gani, what does that mean? What are you saying? Say, what's the news? And then teach them today is Kaumba and creativity. Let's have these types of meaningful discussions with one another as we rebuild ourselves. We're thankful again to Dr. Karenga Asante, to him. One more day tomorrow. Join us tomorrow here on Make It Plain. Happy Kwanzaa, everyone. It has been Made Plain.
Thanks for getting woke and listening to Make It Plain. As always, perform an act of kindness on behalf of an elder or young person. Write a letter to a sister or brother who just so happens to find her or himself incarcerated. Offer libations to the ancestors upon whose sturdy shoulders we all now stand. And above all, give thanks to the God of your understanding by whatever name you call her and him. All God asks of us is that we give each other love. Thanks for giving MIP love. And please remember to subscribe and give us a 5-star rating. If all hearts and minds are clear, it has been made plain.